Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
For the past 9 years, you and I fought side by side against the most sinister and corrupt forces on Earth. And in our magnificent victory on November 5th, you showed them once and for all that this nation does not belong to them. This nation belongs to you.
Welcome into our special Inauguration Day coverage here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. That obviously was President Trump last night at the Capital One Arena there in D.C., where I was supposed to be. But given the change of plans on Friday, with everything being moved inside, one thing became very clear to me. I wasn't going to get to see the inauguration, and we changed our plans and decided not to travel to D.C. after all. Had a little flexibility there because we were going to drive, so I didn't have airline tickets hanging over my head or any of that. So happy to be here this morning. I'll be toasty and warm as I watch it from wherever I happen to be when he gets sworn in at 11 a.m. Central Time. But one person who very well likely will be there, our new Congressman Bob Onder from the 3rd Congressional District, and kind enough to join us early this morning. Bob, how are you?
Good morning, Mark. I'm doing great today. It's morning in America.
It is morning in America. It is a national holiday in more ways than one. Obviously, Dr. Martin Luther King Day, on top of the fact that Donald Trump gets sworn back into office today.
Well, that is absolutely right. You know, it really is a time for us to come together as Americans, in the spirit of Martin Luther King, where we'll together celebrate our unity as Americans, and you know, stop dividing us by the color of our skin, but place an emphasis on quality of character, as Dr. King did. So it's a happy coincidence that those two are occurring on the same day.
Will you actually be able to see the inauguration in person? Because surely, you know, not all the members of Congress would even be able to fit inside the Capitol for this actual ceremony now.
Yeah, I think the plan is that there are going to be able to fit members of Congress in the rotunda. I'm sure a handful of other dignitaries, but we're about it. For instance, my wife Allison, my son Joseph are here with me in D.C. They're not going to be attending in person too. But it's my understanding that members of Congress will. So I guess somehow they are fitting 535 people in.
Yeah, squeezing them in there. And, you know, what a disappointment. Bob, what have you been told about, I mean, the speculation is all over the place that there was some security concern that played some role in this. Have you heard anything about that in D.C.?
Yeah, Mark, I haven't heard any. I mean, I've not heard anything from official sources, but I can't help but to think that didn't play into it. Maybe nothing specific to today, but certainly two assassination attempts and just the vitriol on the left for President Trump. You know, it's really a situation that to me is even more scary than 1985, where it seemed that Ronald Reagan's attempted assassin was a lone wolf. So I think it was probably, even though I was very upset on Friday that the couple of hundred tickets that I had given out and was ready to distribute were now not good for anything. I think it might be the right call given the security situation.
So we're hearing that Trump could be signing more than 200 executive orders today alone, from the immigration policy to the economy, all kinds of things, pardoning some of the nonviolent J6ers. What are you anticipating? I mean, what are you most looking forward to as far as any of these executive orders he could be signing?
Yeah, well, I think Donald Trump will. This is a regular, you know, occurrence with the changing of parties in the White House. Certainly, you know, all of the the pro-life executive orders, like the Mexico City policy that Republican presidents have signed, the Democrats have undone. But Biden went a lot farther 4 years ago. He really took a immigration policy, which was really very simple, enforce the border, build a wall. He took a successful immigration policy and turned our border into a nightmare with just record amounts of illegal alien invaders, with human trafficking, with fentanyl trafficking. He took a situation where we were energy independent and made us, again, dependent on foreign dictators for oil. Ronald Reagan signed some of those first pro-life executive orders. I think we'll see those out of Donald Trump. I think Joe Biden signed 92 executive orders reversing Trump immigration policy. I think we'll see enforcement of our border restored. And I think Trump will do everything he can to restore sensible oil and gas policy, including liquefied natural gas, as well as drilling for domestic energy.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, I saw you give one of your first speeches on the floor of the House the other day. That must have been a personal thrill for you.
Well, yeah, it was really exciting. You know, my very first one was in defense of the Lake and Riley Act. That was named after Lake and Riley, who was a 22-year-old nursing student who was savagely murdered by an illegal alien, someone who should have never been in our country. It was a really neat experience, and of course for a very good cause.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I know that you got a long day ahead of you. I've already heard from another friend who's in D.C. as well. I think they're up early this morning hoping to go get in line at the Capital One Arena because they didn't get in yesterday, Bob. They had tickets and they stood in line for 2.5 or 3 hours and still didn't get inside of the building. So my guess is it's going to be mayhem over there this morning.
Yeah, that happened to my son Joseph yesterday. He was in line for, I believe, 3 or 4 hours, and he didn't make it in yesterday either. So, it's kind of a big mess, but you know, we'll get through this day, and we will inaugurate Donald Trump as the 47th president of the United States.
Well, it's pretty awesome, and congratulations on being there to witness it. And we look forward to having you on again soon.
Yeah, it's really an honor and a privilege. Thank you, Mark. Look forward to it.
You bet. Congressman Bob Onder there, live in Washington, D.C. this morning as he's no doubt heading out for the day's festivities. Yeah, my friend Charlie just texted me. They're still in Arlington. They're getting ready to get on the mass transit to head over to D.C. because they've made the realization yesterday that some of the people got in line yesterday morning at like 5 or 6 in the morning to make sure they got into Capital One Arena. Think about that. I mean, the arena doors opened at 1 o'clock Eastern time, and the rally was set for 3 p.m. Eastern time. And there were people that got in line at 5 in the morning or 6 in the morning, and they're the ones that made it in, and everybody else got left on the outside. It's just insane. I'm trying to get Charlie to call in. I think maybe that might happen sometime in the next hour. We'll hopefully get a live report from him. But the show is a little different this morning for a couple of reasons, not the least of which is it's a historic day. Obviously, we're covering the inauguration of Donald J. Trump as the 47th president of the United States. But we're also going to include a lot of national coverage for you. The Brian Kilmeade Show is going to go live with its coverage this morning starting at 8 a.m., and we're going to go to that. Normally, the show goes till 9, as you're aware. Today, we will end the show just before the 8 o'clock hour, and then we'll switch over to Brian Kilmeade's programming here on the radio station. And, of course, we'll be carrying live inauguration coverage from Fox all day long through the inauguration at 11 a.m. Central Time. So be sure and just keep it tuned right here to 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.